Okay, we're up to Chav Zayin on the base of the Mishnah. Kol hayotzi min ha'etzei madlikim bo ela pishton. That's the gears that we have. And anything that comes from a tree, so you can't use as a wick for Neiris Shabbos, excluding pishton. Pishton is the only product of a tree, and we'll see, even though pishton doesn't grow on a tree, the Gemara will explain why it's called yotzi min ha'etz. And anything that comes from a tree is not metame tumas ohalim. Tumas ohalim is you have a tent or anything that's like a tent or a roof over a mace. So everything under that roof is mekabel tuma. The mace brings tuma to everything under that roof. So the thing itself, anything, any material makes an ohel. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the ohel itself becoming tamei. Okay? Everything else becomes tamei. You have a kli under that ohel, and you have a mace on the other side of the ohel. So the kli becomes tamei, as if it would have touched the mace, because it's in the same ohel. But the ohel itself doesn't become tamei. But by pishton, and we'll see other materials specifically, they do become, the ohel itself becomes tamei. Okay. The Tosfos says that really all materials become tamei if they're not connected to the ground. If they're portable, then if what's it called, a mace is under an ohel, no matter what it's made of, metal, wood, anything, the thing becomes tamei. But if what's it called, the thing is connected to the ground, then the only thing that becomes tamei is pishton and other things the Gemara will mention specifically. But the only thing that comes from a wood source that becomes tamei is pishton. Okay, are there other Rishonim who argue on Tosfos? But that's what Tosfos says, and that's, we'll leave it like that for now. Okay. Rashi. Ein madlikim bo, lasos psila mi canvas, ubegit canvas, umitsemer. What's it called? And others have the gears here, umitsemer gethen. So Rashi says, what's excluded? Things that come from a tree that you can't use as a wick for Shabbos is canvas and cotton. According to Rashi, you can't use cotton wicks because they come from a tree and they're not pishton, and pishton's the only exception. When we finish the Amud, we'll come back to Tosfos argues on Rashi and says you definitely can use cotton for wicks. That's the best wick. That's what people use all the time. So we'll see the different opinions here. But in any case, that's what Rashi says. Tosfos argues. Okay. Eino metame tumas ohalim. Im osu mehen ohel. Bahameis tachtav. If you made an ohel, right, a roof, a covering over the mace, above the mace, with at least a tefach between the covering and the mace, that's called an ohel, and the mace is underneath. Havi kishar bayis. They ain't sorek lahadzil ha'ol asmo. Everything else is like a house, and the house doesn't become tamei, right? And you don't have to be tovel the ohel itself. The lo kibel tuma el kelim shetachtov. The things under the ohel are makabel tuma. The ohel itself is not makabel tuma. And again, Tosfos said it's only where it's mechubar lekarka. If it's portable, everything's makabel tuma, mitumasoa. Ela pishton, sha'af ohel tomei. Kidasi v'iza al ha'ohel. So it says that by certain things that you have to be metaher, you have to put through the process of paraduma, even the ohel. You should sprinkle the water on the ohel itself. With the Gemara, y'all, if the pishton mishtoi kroa. And the Gemara is going to explain that it's talking about pishton and other specific materials. But not everything. Okay. Menolan de pishton ikriyates. So first of all, pishton doesn't grow on a tree. So why does it say hayotzi min ha'etz except for pishton? By mashma, pishton grows on trees. It doesn't. Omar marzutra to omar kroa v'hi ha'elosom ha'gaga v'atit minein v'pishtei ha'etz. Because the Torah calls pishton an etz, even though it's not an etz, but since the Torah calls it an etz for whatever reason, right, therefore, what's it called? It has a din of an eitz. We find other things like that also. Chita, right, is, according to some, the eitz hadas was chita, even though wheat is not tree, but the Torah calls it a tree. So it has a din also of a tree for certain things. Okay. Okay. V'chol ha'yotzi min ha'etz einu matami tumas o'alim ela pishtim. Anything that has its source from wood, from a tree, is not matami tumas o'alim, as we explain what that means, ela except for pishtim. Min olim. How do you know that? Amar Belazar, gomer o'el ho'ohel mi mishkan. We learn, exer shava o'el o'el from the mishkan. Siv hacha, zos ha'torah adam ki yomus ba'ohel, where it talks about the halachas of tumas o'el. It says, Adam kiyamus ba'ohel. So the ohel that we're talking about, right, is connected to somewhere else where it says the word ohel, and it specifically mentions certain kinds of materials. Uksiv hasa, and it says over there by the Mishkan, by Yifros es ha'ohel ala Mishkan. They put the ohel on the Mishkan. The ohel was the coverings that covered the kroshim, that covered the beams that made the Mishkan. Malahalan shall pishkan kori ohel, atkan shall pishkan kori ohel. So just like over there, the coverings were made of pishkan, so to over here, when it says that the ohel, and it speaks about the ohel becoming tamei and have to being metayret, is only pishkan. Where it says, imalahalan shzurin v'chutan kofel shisha, atkan shzurin v'chutan kofel shisha. Maybe it's only an ohel that's made out of threads that are, what's it called, the six threads together that are twisted together, right? Six threads that are twisted together. That's how the pishtun was in the Mishkan, right? There were four different minim, right? There was wool and linen and gold in certain of the things, and each one had six threads twisted around and all made together into one gigantic thread. So, in fact, the Rabbeinu Chananel says wouldn't only include pishtun, it would include semer also. It would include also wool. Okay, wool and linen would also be considered an ohel. But right now the Gemara is just saying pishtun because we're talking about things that come from a wooden source, and that's only pishtun. So, I might think that not only do you have to have only pishtun, but it has to be pishtun made the exact same way that it was in the Mishkan. Talmud Lomer, ohel, ohel, riba. No, it says ohel twice. So it comes to tell me you don't need exactly what was in the Mishkan, but you need similar to the Mishkan. E ohel, ohel, riba, filu komile, nami. If that's the case, since we have a ribui, then maybe we're marva every material, not only pishtun, right? Since it has a ribui, maybe marva all materials have the same din of an ohel. And then it would have the same halach of an ohel that it becomes tamei if a mace is under it. Im keng gzereshava mayahanile. Mar says no. If it's marve everything, then what is the gzereshava come to tell me? The gzereshava has to tell me something, and then you can include more things than that. But if you include everything, then the gzereshava has no meaning. So the gzereshava tells me it has to be pishtun, and the ribui tells me it doesn't have to be exactly the kind of pishtun that was in the Mishkan. Ve'ema malahalin kroshim afkan kroshim. Well, maybe no. Maybe it includes also the beams. The beams were also in the Mishkan. So maybe actual wood also, if the roof is made out of wood, is also mekabel tumah. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that the side is never called an ohel. Only the top is called an ohel. So what's the havamina that because the beams were on the side, they should also be considered an ohel if the beams are on top? So Tosfos says, no, what it means is, I might think, that the only time that pishtun is mekabel tuma is if it's spread over beams. You have wood on the side and pishtun on the top, then it's an ohel. But if you don't have beams on the side, it's not like the Mishkan. Amar krav asisa kroshim la Mishkan. You should make beams for the Mishkan. Mishkan kori Mishkan. Mishkan is called a Mishkan. But and Mishkan and ohel are similar. But the ain kroshim kori Mishkan. The kroshim are not on the Mishkan. The Kroshim supported the Mishkan. Mishkan means a thing that was over the top, right? So, therefore, the thing that's called an Ohel is only the Pishkan, not the Kroshim. Kroshim are irrelevant to the Ohel. You can have an Ohel even if there's no sides. Ela me'at of yasisa michsa lo Ohel, hachinami michsa lo ikri Ohel. Right? Well, let's say the same thing over here. It doesn't say v'asisa Ohel. It says, v'asisa michse lo ohel, a covering over the ohel. And that michse was these, what's it called, was made out of skins, hides of animals. According to this, the coverings over the ohel, meaning over the pishtun, over the curtains that were made out of pishtun, not curtains, the whatever, what? Ureals, yeah, what are they called? They're not curtains because they're going on the top. Whatever, the what? Not canvas, yeah. Sheets, okay, sheets, that's a good one. The sheets of pishtun and wool or whatever that made up the one layer of the top of the mishkan. So that's called the ohel. The michseh, which was covering over that, was skins of animals, elim adamim and oros tachashim. So those lechara wouldn't be called an ohel. That's a michseh lo ohel. This is not the ohel, right? So that would mean that if you made an ohel out of hide, right, wouldn't be makabel tuma, wouldn't be makabel tuma soali. Elohad the boy Reb Elezer or behema tnei or maushi yitami ba ohel ames, right? What was Reb Elezer shaila then? Is the skins of non-kosher animals, do they become tamei ba ohel ames? What's the shaila? No skins ever become tamei because the skins are not called ohel; they're called michseh. La ohel, but they're not called the ohel itself. And the only materials that can, that are an ohel that they should become tamei are things that are called an ohel by the mishkan. We have exereshava ohel by what's it called? The ohel hames, where it itself becomes tamei, and that is compared to the ohel of the mishkan. Now, if the mishkan's ohel did not include the skins, then what's it called? Then what should why, no skins, even kosher animals. Shouldn't what's it called be makabel tuma? What should be the shaila about non-kosher animals? Hashta or behema torah lo mitame or behema tmeya miboya. If the skins of kosher animals, the elim ma'adamin, right, are not mitame, surely not the not non-kosher animals. So what's the shaila? Must be that kosher animals for sure is mitame. So we don't say this idea that michseh la oel is called a michseh, but it's not called an oel. Maybe let's say the same thing by the krushim. Krushim la mishkan would also be included, right? We don't say this limud that it's only krushim to the mishkan. No, krushim and mishkan are the same thing. Gemara says no. Shani hasam the hadar ahadre krah. By the skins, the Torah repeated it and included that in the ohel. Deceive the nasu es yirios hamishkan v'es ohel moed michsehu u'michseh hatachash asher alav. Right? It says that they carried the sheets of the mishkan and ohel moed. The nichseh and the nichseh atachash, or the nichseh which is the oros ma'adamim, right, and the nichseh of the tachash, right, another layer of skins, asher alav. And therefore the Torah compared the two. Makish elyon the tachton. It compared the top layers of covering to the bottom layers, which were the pishta. Ma tachton kori ohel, af elyon kori ohel. Just like the top one is called ohel, the bottom one is called ohel, so too the top one is also called ohel. So therefore, the krushim are never called ohel. They are krushim la mishkan. But this one is called mishkan. It compares the top coverings to the bottom coverings. The bottom coverings are called ohel. The top coverings are also called ohel. So not only are the pishtun ones ohel, but the oros, the hides are also called ohel. So we have now at least two materials that are makabel tumas ohelim. Pishtun and hides of at least kosher animals, the elim ma'adamim and the oros tachashim, which pashtus were kosher animals. We'll see in 1 second that was the shaila that Rabbi Yehuda had, whether the tachash was a kosher animal or non-kosher animal. Rashi. The mishkan, the lohavi beishum yotzi min ha'etz ala pishtun. In the mishkan, there was nothing that came from wood that made an ohel except for pishtun. Kedesiv, eser yurio sheish mazor. You have 10 sheets made out of sheish, what's it called? The twisted sheish. Sheish is linen. Shizurin, dechsiv moshzor, means what's it called? Twisted into six small threads made into one big thread. The chutin kofel shisha, kedamrinam the perak balo the seder yoma. Devarim shenemra v'em sheish, chutin kofel shisha. Wherever the Torah calls linen sheish, it's because there's six threads twined together to make that linen thread. The kasha kiven the yolat mi mishkan kalim the adam shetachas gag habayis the chol shar ohalim the lo domu le mishkan minolin de metamu v'sifri tanya minayin laso shar hamayilin ka'ohel amras mamitzora hakal also bo hamayil. So since we learn everything from the Mishkan, how do you know bechlal that it makes an ohel to be matame anything that's under it? Right? Not only this halacha that it becomes tame itself, but all the halachas of ohel. So that we learn from the tzora. Metzora also, we learn the halacha of what's under the ohel with the metzora, and there it doesn't limit it only to things that are similar to the Mishkan. So the fact that things under the ohel are mekabel tuma, that we know from metzora. The fact that the thing itself is mekabel tuma, that has to be an ohel that we learn from the Mishkan. Afkan krashim ve'ema de'etz nami kriyo. Maybe wood, also where it's a roof, is an ohel's mekabel tuma. Again, that's how Rashi learns, and Tosa says, let's say you always need, together with the Pishtun, sides that are wood. So Mar says, no, Mishkan Kori Mishkan, Kagon Esa Yerio Shesh Marzar, U Mishkan Ikri Ohel. Wherever it says Mishkan, that's synonymous with Ohel. Ohel and Mishkan go together. So whatever called Mishkan is called Ohel. You'll see that's Mishkan Ohel Moed. But the Krashim are never called Mishkan, they're called the Krashim La Mishkan. They're the krashim of the Mishkan. They are not Mishkan. Hachinami de michse oros lav ohel, ulin tuma nami lo makabel. So the Gemara says that using that logic, then the hides that cover the Mishkan were never called Mishkan. They were called michse la ohel. They're a covering to the ohel, not an ohel. Right? So hashta or behema tahorik, going elin madamin. So if that's the case, then hides also would not have this halacha being makabel tuma when they're an ohel. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda had the shaila, right, whether or behema, Rabbi Lezer had the shaila, whether or behema tmeya is because the halach of tumas oalim, what's the shaila? Even the or of behema tahora is not mekabel tumas oalim. Mar says, no, over there, matachton ashteyas reyirios izim, the bottom layer, there were three layers. There was one made of what's it called, a yirios izim, la oel ala mishkan, okay? The Mishkan Hainu Esi Yurios Amechuboros Bekarse Zob Milmala Mehen Oel Yurios Izim Ulamalayan Michse Haoros. Right? There was there were sheets made of Pishtan and what's it called and linen and wool, right? Then above that was Izim, what's it called, a Michse of what's it called, made out of a notes of Izim, of goat hair. And above that were the hides, right, which were included Oros Eli Ma'adamim and Oros Tichoshim. And we'll see in a few seconds, the Gemara's Machlokas, whether there were two layers, one of Eli Ma'adamim, right, red ram's skin, and one of Tachash skin, or it was combined together, the Tachash skin and the Eli Ma'adamim. There's only one cover. Okay. Gufa. Boy Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer had the following shayla. Or behema tmeya, mahu shiatame tumas ohalim. So Rebbe Lezer had the shaila, whether or the skins of behema tmeya, of a non-kosher animal, are they matame tumas ohalim? Okay? Maika mi boili, what's the shaila? So Omer of Ada bar Ava, tachash shahoy bimei Moshe kami boili. He had the shaila, what is with a tachash? What was the tachash? Tame haya or tar haya? Was the tachash tame or tar? Right. If it was Tamei, so then we have a source that there were non-kosher skins that covered the Mishkan, and therefore that was called an Ohel, and therefore it has the halach of Tumas Ohalim. But if the Tachash was a Behema Tahora, then the Elim Ma'adamim were surely a Behema Tahora, and therefore there was no non-kosher skins in the Mishkan, so only kosher skins do we learn from the Mishkan, not non-kosher skins. Amr of Yosef, mighty boyle, what's the shaila? Tanina, lo huchshiru lemelecha shamayim ela or behema tahora bilvad. When you're using things for mitzvahs, you can only use kosher things, right? So of course it had to be a kosher. You couldn't use non-kosher skins for the Mishkan. Masiv Rav Abba Rav Yehuda, Masiv Rav Abba Rav Yehuda Omer shnei michsos hayu. Rav Yehuda says there were two distinct coverings. One of Elim Madamim, Echad Shel Oros Elim Madamim, the Echad Shel Oros Tichoshim. Right? When the Torah said, what's it called? Michse Oros Elim Madamim. The Oros Tichoshim meant two separate coverings. First they had Oros Elim Madamim, on top of that Oros Tichoshim. Rav Nechemya Omer, Michse Echad Haya, V'dome Kemin Tola Ilan. It was one covering with like two colors, the red hides, and intermingled with it was the ore of the tachash, and it looked like a tala ilan. A tala ilan is a multicolored, like a zebra, or something like that, okay? Like a zebra, let's say like a zebra. So it looked like a pattern inside a pattern, just like the skin of a zebra. Aiva hatala ilan tamehu. A tala ilan is not a kosher animal. Zebra, let's call it a zebra, okay? It's not a kosher animal. So it's mashma, that what's it called? That it was the skin of a tala ilan. And the tachash was a zebra. And therefore, it's clear that they use non-kosher hides in the Mishkan. Where it says, Hachi kama amar, kemin tala ilan hu, sheyesh bo gavonim harbe. It's similar to a zebra in the fact that it had different colors. The lo tala ilan, but it wasn't a zebra. It was a kosher animal. The ilu hasam tameh b'hacha tahar. There it was tameh, and here it was tahar. Rav Yosef, ihachi haino de mitargaminen sazgona sheshos begavonim harbe. That's why the Targum, when he was metargain, tachash, he didn't use a generic name of an animal. Because, what's it called, he should have said tala ilan. If the tachash was a tala ilan, and that's an Aramaic word, the Targum should have metargim tachash tala ilan. But he didn't. He was metargim it sazgona, right, an adjective that describes the hide, but not the animal. Because the truth is, there was no animal that had an Aramaic name, because that animal was created special for the Mishkan. It was a kosher animal, wasn't a zebra, so if it would be a zebra, you should have said zebra. But it was not a zebra, it was a kosher animal that existed only for the Mishkan, so it didn't have any Aramaic name. It didn't exist later, so there was no need for an Aramaic name. It was created just for that. So the tachash was called in Aramaic, sazgona, only an adjective described the hide. There was no generic name, real name, a genus name for the animal. Okay. Rashi. Michsa echad haya. No, Mike mi boyle, homi mishkan gomer la revelezer, leel bereish meisin, vahasam tahorahi, davi melechasa mishkan. When what was in the Mishkan could only be Behema Tahora. Mirse echad haya chetzer shel elin v'chetzer shel techashim ulamala dekroa tarvayu ksiv. De bein elin, bein techashim, haya mirse echad milmala la'ol yiril so'izim. When it says lamala, it's not going on the second covering which was of hides of tachash over the elin ma'adamim. It means the one covering of tachash, elin ma'adamim combined was over the yirils that were made of the goat hair. Tala ilan chaya tmeahi umenumeris begavonim. It's a non-kosher chaya that has different colors. Ihachi siatohi. So now we're bringing you a proof. It couldn't, a tachash is not a tala ilan. Because if it would be, when the targum is matargim tachash, you should say tala ilan. It doesn't. It calls it a sasgona, right? So obviously it's not a tala ilan. Shishtos shisameach biyofio begavonim. It's happy that it has such nice colors. Okay. So we have now another thing that's Mekabel Tumas Oalim, and that is Oros, all kinds of hides, right, as long as they come from kosher animal. Rava Omar, or Behema Tmeya, Dimetame Ba'oha Meis Mehacha, right? So Rava says, no, there is a Riboy even for the Oros of Behemoth Tmeyos. Enochanami, from the Mishkan you can't learn it. Because in the Mishkan there were only Oros of Behemos Tahoros. But you learn from here, the Tanya, or. It says, or, right, by the din of Ohel. Okay? O Bo'or Reba. But it also says again the word O. O Bo'or. So the O comes to include other kinds of hides that you can't learn from the Mishkan, but something else is included that you can't learn from the Mishkan. That is what's it called, Or Behemoth Tmeya. Reba or Behema Tmeya, Rashi. Or, O Be'or, Gabi Negoyim Ksi. This is by Negoyim, right? O Be'or. Bahavi Motsi Lemichtav O Or. Okay? So we learn from here one thing, that an Ohel is also by Negoyim, by Or of Behema Tmeya, and Vishaloka Biyat Kohen. Another thing we learn from that O Be'or, that even if the what's it called the nega came not from before the Kohen saw it, but it only came from the time the Kohen already was looking at it. When he came, there was no nega. And the nega appeared when the Kohen was already involved. I might think that that's not called a nega. The nega has to be, but the Kohen comes to see a nega, right? Because that's what the Pasuk says. Mashmalan, even if the Kohen comes and there is no nega, and the nega appears when the Kohen is already there, also, it's matame. Okay. Kotsats mikulan, va'osa achas mihen, minayin. Right? If you made a combination of a lot of different skins, okay? All different kinds of skins, and you made an ohel of that, how do you know that that's also makabel tumah? Talmud lomar, o bechom meleches or. All different kinds of skins together also are makabel tumas negoyim. Okay, so therefore, by negoyim, we know that even or behemah tmeya makes an ohel. So we'll learn tumas ohalim from negoyim. Just like over there, it's makabel tumah of negoyim, it has a din of ohel also for tumas meis. Okay, Gemara says the ikal mifrach. No. How do you know you can learn tumas meis from negoyim? Mal negoyim tishikain shesiva orev tami b'hem. Negoyim is so chomer that even threads are makabel tumah by negoyim, if the nega comes on a thread, right? But by what's it called, by tumas meis, only kalim are makabel tumah. Threads aren't makabel tumah from ohel meis. So therefore, maybe by nega, it's considered an ohel. Non-kosher hides. But by tumas meis, it's not considered an ohel. Because we see that there are things that are makabel tumah by negoyim that are not makabel tumah by tumas meis. So maybe this is one of them. Elagomer mishrotzen. No, we learn it from shrotzen. The Tanya, or. Ein li ela or. By shrotzen, it also says that or is makabel tumah. How do I know that maybe it's only or behema tahora, or behema tmeya menayin? How do you know that even if it's non-kosher hides, that it's makabel tumah by shrotzen? Talmud lomar, or. Extra ribui. Or. Okay, so now we know that by shrotzen, the or is makabel tumah, and it's not only the or of behemas tahoros, even of tmeyos. Same thing over here. We know that the or of a behemah tahora has a halacha of tumas o'alim, so we'll include also the or of behemah tmeya. Just like over there, they're the same. Over here, they're the same too. We'll learn from shrotzen. Where it says the ikal mifrach, you go, okay, that's the same. How can you learn tumas meis from shrotzen? Malish shrotzen, she came at tam b'kadosha. Shrotzen or chomer, the sheretz is the size of an adosha, it's also metamic. But by tumas meis, right, you need a bigger shear, right? Not an adosha, is not the metame, right? You need a kazayas of min hames or whatever, not an adosha min hames. Gemara says, negoyim yochis. Negoyim, right, you don't need a kazayas, what's it called? You don't need an adosha, is not metame, you need a pool, a grease, right? A grease by negoyim. So that's much bigger than an adosha. So it's not mekabel tumah ba'adosha, it's not metame ba'adosha, and still, the or of behemoth meya is tame. So don't say that by shrotzim, the reason that or behemoth meya is metame is because it's metame with adosha. Because negoyim is also or behemoth meya is metame, and you need much more than an adosha, right? So you can learn also what's it called, tumas meis. Where it says no, right? Negoyim yochichu b'chazer adin. Lo rizeh k'rizeh. When you'll try to learn from the Goyim and say, well, Shtiva Arim is different, you'll say, no Shrotzim. There's no Shtiva Arim by Shrotzim, and there, the Or Behemah Tmeya is Matame. When you say, no, but Shrotzim is Matame Ba'adosha. But no, Negoyim Yochiyah. Right? We know by Negoyim and by Shrotzim that Or Behemah Tmeya is Tame, is Matame. It's Tame. So you can't say the reason is because Kadosha like by Shrotzim, because Negoyim has the same halacha. You can't say it's because of Shiva Arig like Negoyim, because Shrotzim has the same halacha. Right? Lori Zekari Zeh, the Lori Zekari Zeh, Hatzalasho. So what's similar between Shrotzim and Negoyim? Sh'or Tomei Bohen, Va'osa Or Behemah Tomeya, Ko'or Behemah Torah. That Or is something that is Tomei by them, and there's no difference between the Or of Behemah Tahor and the Or of Behemah Tomeya. Same thing I'll say by Oel Ameis. I know from the Mishkan that Or is Tameh, right? Venasabo or Behemah Tameh, or Behemah Torah. I'll learn the same thing. that wherever the or of the Hematara is Tame, the or of the Hematame is the same. Omer le Rova mi Barnish, Rav Ashi, Ika le Mifrach, Malat Sada Shova Shaben, she came to me in the Pochos mi Kazayis. Tomer b'me, she eino Tame ela b'kazayis. Right? No, we have a Pircha. There's something that Negoyim and Shratzim have in common that Ola, that Mace doesn't. Right? Their Mekabel Tuma with less than a Kazayis. This one, what's it called, the Kadosha, and this one, the Gris, right, which is, both of them are less than a Kazayis. But Mace is never Mekabel Tuma, but never Metame with less than a Kazayis. So, they're not like Mace, huh? What? No, you need a Kazayis min Mace, by Ohel, Tumas Ohel. Ohel. No, we're talking about Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel. We're learning not Tumas Negiyas Meis, we're learning Ohel HaMeis. Yeah, but that's because the halacha of Or, by that, is from a Negiyah, who's trying to learn that it's Meshubi Metame Ba'Ohel, not the Negiyah. So it has to fit. Tumas Ohel HaMeis is never less than a Kazayis. Right? So we're trying to learn that the halacha of Or, Behema Tmeya, by Ohel HaMeis. Ohel HaMeis is never Mekabel Tumah, more than less than a Kazayis. You always need a Kazayis to make an Ohel. Right? By Shratzim, the halacha, by Shratzim, we're learning is Nagiya. There's nothing to do with Nagiya over here. We're not trying to learn out that Tumas. Right. Where the or of the Hema Tmeya applies by a Sheretz or by Nagoyim, it applies to less than a Kazayis. You can't therefore learn that the or of the Hema Tmeya should make an Oel Hameis, which never is Metami, less than a Kazayis.
So we're trying to say the more than only than oil?
Yeah, only Oel. We're trying to learn that Or Behemoth Meya is Matami Ba'Oel. So that's the halach of Oel. Right, Ba'Oel.
So that's, I would say that's more Chumra, but Meis Be'etzim has the din of less than a Kazayis also.
No, it doesn't. Not Oel HaMeis, doesn't have a din. Oel, but that's what we're learning. We're learning the din of Oel. Oel is only the
time.
What?
Why is Nagoya more Machmer than Meis?
We're not talking. It's what's it called? It's because it's Mekabel Tuma in its Tuma, right? With less than a Kazayis. But if you want to learn to Tumas Oel HaMeis from that, you can't, because that's not Mekabel Tuma less than a Kazayis. It's only a Kazayis. So that's more Mekel. You won't, if it's less than a Kazayis, won't be Matame the Oel. So that's why only Behema Tahora is Matame the Oel, because it has the what's it called? It's not Eschomer, right? You need a Kazayis to be Matame, not Behema Tmeya. Because Behema Tmeya is only Tameh in things that you don't need less than a Kazayis. That's all. But Oel HaMeis, where you need a Kazayis, you don't learn from that. Right. Not learning all the halachas of Meis. Right. We're learning the halachas of Oel HaMeis. That's it. Okay, Rashi. Or, Oba Or, Gabi Negoyim Siv, Oba Or, Vahalimotzi Lemitav, O Or. The Shulk of Biyad Kohen, Mishehero, Biyad Kohen, Nasa Nega, Mitchila Lohaya Nega. I need a reboy to tell me that you don't have to have a nega that preceded the Kohen seeing it. Even if the nega came after the Kohen saw it, that also is Matame. Katsas Mikula, Mikol Ha'amurim the Pasuk, the Chibron Yachat, right? If you, all the things that are mentioned in the Pasuk, eights and or whatever, and you made one big gigantic kli out of all these things together, and only together they had a shear, right? Shratzim Matam b'chadosha, umeis b'kazayis, unegoyim b'kigris. The hupakos mikazayis. A gris is less than a kazayis. Afani ovi oel hameis, she'or tamebo. Kidomer le'el, makish elyon l'tachlon d'kori oel. She'enu matami b'negoyim. Dot semru pishtim ksiv. Right? What's it called? By negoyim, it only says semru pishtim. Okay. Go on. Okay. So we'll stop here. The only thing is that, let me go back to, what's it called? Semer Geffen, yeah. Okay, Rashi says you can't use cotton or canvas, and the Marami Ruttenberg also passes like that. The Shibuli Alek, it says, is a mistake in Rashi, that Semer Geffen is not an eitz. Cotton's a plant. It's not an eitz, and it doesn't have a din of a tree b'chlau, because it, what's it called, doesn't regenerate. Right? It dies, you have to replant it the next season. It's not something that regenerates. Cotton doesn't grow on a tree. So therefore, it's a yerek. Right, it's a yerek. What? Well, that's not what the Rishonim say. What's it called? It says we have to replant the cotton. What? Yeah, because that's the zera of that plant. What's it called? But the plant itself, you take out all the zera.
No.
The plant itself, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the seeds of that plant make a new plant. But if you take all the seeds out, the plant does not create new cotton from the same thing that was from before. That's right. I'm saying that it comes from the seeds that are there from before. But if you would take all the seeds, that's what they say, if you take all the seeds out of the thing, right, it's not like a tree that things grow on the branches of the tree. Right? They all come from the seed. Right? If you take out all the seeds, the branches of the cotton plant won't create new seeds. That's what it means, doesn't regenerate. Yeah, it'll grow again if you have seeds left over from the year before, right, and you leave the plant in the ground, the seeds will grow from that plant. But if you took out all the seeds, no cotton seeds there anymore, zero. All there are is whatever, the branches of the thing. Right? No cotton will grow on those branches anymore. That's what it means it won't regenerate. Right? If you leave it in the ground, of course it'll grow. If you leave an onion in the ground, it'll grow another onion. But it's not, things don't grow from the branches, that's what it means. Without the seeds. Okay. So therefore, what's it called? He says that Rashi never meant to say cotton because cotton's not a tree. So canvas, he says, the Ramban also makes a difference between canvas and tzemer gefen. And Tosfos holds that lemaisa, they're both kosher to be madlit because neither of them really are eitz. Okay. The Gros says that since the Torah called pishtun eitz, it's also not eitz. Anything similar to pishtun, and cotton and canvas grow similar to pishtun, would also be called eitz. So that taina, that it's not an eitz, is no taina, because the pishtun's also not an eitz, the Torah called it eitz. And the Gros says that it's not only pishtun, but anything similar to the way pishtun grows also called an eitz. The Or Zeruah says the minig clearly is to light what's it called with the cotton. However, he says that the minig was only where you used cotton as a wick for a candle, where the oil, the fuel is surrounds the wick, not where it's, the wick is in the fuel. But there was never a minig, right? Like those said, the minig is to use that. The minig was because we used candles. But there was no minig of using cotton as wicks for oil. That's what the Or Zeruah says. In any case, Lahalocha, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin that cotton you can use. And in fact, there's a Tosus Rid that says that when the Mishnah says kol ayotzim min ha'etz ein madlikim bo, right, it doesn't say ela pishtun. It's only in the end of the Mishnah it says that, like tumas oalim, right? It means kol ayotzim min ha'etz means any sap that comes from a tree you can't use as oil. It's not talking about wicks b'chlal. There is no Mishnah that says ela pishtun because it's not talking about wicks, it's only talking about the oil. And therefore there's no mekor b'chlal to be memayit anything that comes from a tree or whatever as a wick, only as oil. So lemaisa lahalacha, you're allowed to use cotton, but the Rashi, at least according to some Rishonim, the Rashi is not a mistake, Rashi says, taka the Marami Ruttenberg also is like that, that cotton you can't use as a wick.